I hope you had a good weekend, which is something that I say every Monday. Pleasure to be with you indeed. I did have a good weekend for those curious. I'm blessed. I have a pretty happy life. And I've worked at it, but it's still a lot of luck. Many people are distressed when I speak about the role of luck in life as if it makes me less religious, for one thing. And I don't know why being religious should ever mean denying reality. Religion should embrace reality, not deny it. There is luck, good and bad. And everybody has both, by the way. Just some clearly have more than others of either. Anyway, some philosophical thoughts to open up the week here. So I'm going to San Francisco today. And do you know, I've been there many times, obviously. I live in California. And it's the first time where, and I think it might be irrational. I fully acknowledge it, but I dread it. The reports are so dire of the homeless and the fecal matter in downtown San Francisco that it's affected my perception of going there. It might be unwarranted, and I will let you know. I don't know if I will be in downtown San Francisco in any event. Anyway, it's a sad fact of life. What major city? I live in Los Angeles. You think you want to go to downtown Los Angeles? My engineer is shaking his head. By the way, shaking means no and nodding means yes. Just a word for today's English lesson. There is a story out of Australia, from the 7 News in Australia. That's the name of the site. Churchgoers have been left stunned after a police officer stopped a Catholic mass on Thursday to check parishioners were wearing masks. In the middle of mass. I have a lot to say on this. Police halted the services at St. Bernadette's Glendenleff Church midway through the priest addressing the congregation following a tip-off that people were not wearing masks. So the question is, who tipped them off? It must have been a churchgoer, right? A churchgoing snitch. So do they have a job for the guy in the Australian Secret Police? I think this person qualifies for the Australian Stasi. Imagine how sick a person must be to call the police on people in church not wearing a mask. Does this person go on any airplane and when people eat, they don't have a mask? Could this person not have moved to an area where everybody was masked? Right? There are only 5 people, I believe, who were not masked, which is tragic, by the way. That's another thing I will be addressing. This person, of course, thinks that he or she, and I'd be interested to know, just for curiosity's sake, if it was a he or a she, it could easily be either, but if I had to bet, I'd say it was a she. But only if I had to bet, because I'm not certain. But this person, he or she, thinks that he or she, or they, did a good thing. This person thinks well of him or herself. I caught them. I got the police to come into church during Mass to catch the non-mask wearers. You know that on the mask boxes? Did you know this? It says it is not effective against virus. It actually says it on the box. Did you know that, Sean? You think you did? I didn't. How do you like that? I just found out this weekend. I told you I had a good weekend. How's that? The following apparatus does not work, but you must engage with it. You must use it. Though we tell you in advance, it does not work. Why doesn't it work? Because viral particles are smaller than the holes in your mask. As many of you and others have said, it is like stopping mosquitoes with a chain link fence. A fine analogy. Masks are currently required to be worn at all public indoor setting across Perth, biggest city in Western Australia, and the Peel, Southwest, Wheatbelt, and Great Southern regions. Five people were found to not be wearing masks, one of which had an exemption, which is also fascinating. How can, if you're killing people by not wearing a mask, how can you have an exemption? Well, they say the exemption is because your whatever health issue does not allow you, and I believe that totally, does not allow you to wear a mask. But I don't understand why that person is not endangering people as much as a healthy person. Do you? One of which had an exemption while the four others were made to put them on. The incident was shared to Facebook by a parishioner who wrote, quote, a policeman allowed himself in, strutting up the aisle, demanding correct mask behavior and checking exemptions. Where have we seen this behavior before in history? Unquote. Now, in all of Western Australia, I want you to guess how many cases there are of COVID. You read this, but I don't know if you'd remember. Do you remember? I hope you don't. How many cases in all of Western Australia? Cases, which means nothing, of course. Not hospitalization, not death, cases. 203. 203 cases. While 93% of the population aged 12 and over, poor kids. Oh my God, the child abuse, and I mean that literally, have received at least two doses of a COVID vaccine. So, wow, you really hear those papers rustling. So, a very big problem has been the behavior of churches and synagogues, and we'll throw in Mormon temples. Church, Christian, Protestant, Catholic, Mormon, Jewish have not showered themselves with glory these past 2 years, acting in most cases, the vast majority, like secular sheep. This is not a good sign about the state of religion. It is not. As I've come up with the saying, I don't care what religion you're in, as long as you're embarrassed by it. I'm embarrassed by the behavior of many of my fellow Jews. You should be of your fellow Christians, Catholics, Mormons. And certainly the leadership, which has shown no leadership. If religious people are obedient to irrational, that's the key, irrational secular authority, where is our hope? It's as simple as that to me. I have this belief that religious people should be better. If they're not, religion is useless. Totally useless. If you are indistinguishable from a secular sheep, what is the good of your religiosity? You have a moral duty as a religious person to seek truth. If you know nothing, and you have to know nothing about vaccines and about masks to really believe that they are working, when far more people died in America in the year of the vaccine than died in the year of no vaccine. I mean, is that not dispositive in some way? Back in a moment. Folks, have you noticed home prices are skyrocketing right now? For current homeowners, that means your home has more equity. With today's high cost of living, your monthly debts are higher, and your ability to save money is tougher than ever before. That's why you should contact Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage now to review your cash out refinance options. If you have credit card debt, home improvement projects, or just need more savings, this may be your last chance to take advantage of today's low interest rates. Andrew and Todd can help you get cash out while rates are at historical lows. Go to andrewandtodd.com, fill out their simple form for a quick mortgage checkup, or call 888-888-1172. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage can help you get back to financial security. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. And I want to remind you about Pure Talk. If you'd like to save $800, whoa, a year per family, it sounds too good to be true, $30 a month for unlimited text, unlimited talk, 6 gigabytes of data. So, as I've told you many times, I've actually gotten a phone and signed up with Pure Talk. It's the same as Verizon, the same cell towers, everything, as a Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T. But the savings are remarkable. All you need to do is, on your current phone, dial #250, #250, and say Dennis Prager. And you will now get, let's see, what's the savings this time? An additional 25%, wow, your first 3 months. #250. Say Dennis Prager. It's a very good deal. That's why I signed up. I thought it was too good to be true. All right, everybody. Here is an article. The Daily Wire has a very long piece about this very subject. The sheep-like behavior of churches and synagogues. With exceptions, of course. There have been some noble exceptions. But this is a very scary thing. I repeat, if religion doesn't make you better, if it doesn't make you pursue truth more than the secular, what the hell is the good of religion? A nice comfy blanket? I don't see religion as a comfy blanket. It is, but that's not its purpose. Its purpose is to make you a better human being. Or indeed, as I said, it is worthless. If I can't distinguish your behavior from a secular person's behavior, then of what good is the religion that you profess? If you go, yes, sir, to the government, no matter what the government says, now you'll say, oh, I wouldn't do it if the government told me to do something bad. Well, your track record doesn't suggest that. This was stupid. And often bordered on bad in what it did to children. Did you go along with that one? Did your religious school stay open? It should have. Daily Wire, powerful piece. Neither vaccinated nor unvaccinated. How churches imposing vaccine mandates are dividing Christians with, quote, a different gospel. Anyone over 12 years of age who wants to attend Episcopal worship at St. Peter's in Rockland, Maine, St. Luke in the Fields in New York, or Grace Cathedral in San Francisco will have to show vaccine passports. So will anyone looking for fellowship at Atlanta's Greater Piney Grove Baptist. Those not prepared to provide proof Those are three words with PR: provide, prepared, proof. A vaccination will be asked to provide a doctor's note explaining why they can't get the shot. Because the FDA has yet to approve COVID inoculations for youngsters, anyone 11 and under isn't even allowed into the building. What a great message to children, isn't it? Though none of you die from this, you can't even come to pray. Because we at the aforementioned churches, Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, St. Peter's in Rockland, Maine, St. Luke in the Fields in New York, and Greater Piney Grove Baptist in Atlanta, we do not follow truth. Even though we are told that the truth will set us free, we're okay with fraudulent orders. In fact, we're not just okay, we believe in them. Grace Cathedral's pastor told Deseret News that even though no government regulation compelled his church to require vaccines, he ultimately wanted to emphasize, quote, health over accepted traditions. How's that? That's the pastor of Grace Cathedral. That's the one in Atlanta, correct? No. What is the one? Grace Cathedral. That's San Francisco. Well, that helps explain it. This has been 2 years of proof of something I have said for all of my adult life. The secular world has influenced religion far more than religion has influenced the secular world. The sheep-like behavior of churches and synagogues during the COVID lockdowns, etc., are proof. One proof. It would be easy to assume mandates are only cropping up in churches that proudly fly rainbow flags and hang Black Lives Matter banners in their sanctuaries, but that is hardly the case. No one could accuse Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the largest non-denominational evangelical churches in the country, of leaning left politically or theologically. Yet last month, in a memo shared with the Daily Wire, Chief of Staff Jordan Shaw announced that for the safety of preschoolers, employees in the Child Development Center would be required to get the vaccine. Safety of kids under five. More of them have died of drowning than of COVID. His announcement minced no words, saying, quote, for those who choose not to comply with the vaccine requirement and those who refuse to disclose their decision by October 8th, we will consider that you have voluntarily resigned. Sounds exactly like American Express, right? Or Verizon, or Coca-Cola, or Disney. And this is an evangelical church. Of what use is his Christianity? Of what use? Well, it gives the guy employment. That's a biggie. I'm not kidding. Biggie. Has it shaped his pursuit of truth? Of course not. Despite the fact that children face extremely minimal risk from COVID exposure, Calvary offered no exceptions for the young. Female teachers who made up approximately half the staff, some of whom had objections based on the new vaccine, still unknown long-term impact on fertility and pregnancy. So young women, an evangelical church, forced, fired, or get the vaccine. The result of this gauntlet throw, dozens of families who relied on Calvary for childcare were left in the lurch due to caregivers who quit rather than comply. Is this a joke? One mother wondered when told she'd have 2 weeks to make other arrangements at a time when daycares have miles-long waiting lists. How in the world can they treat us like this? Because they're indistinguishable from non-religious people at Calvary Church in North Carolina. Charlotte, to be precise. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. That's a great, great program, great idea. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee.com/Prager right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/Prager, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Prager. Hi, everybody. It's a very, very troubling issue. The massive, unquestioning obedience of churches and synagogues to irrational orders. Some sporting events have more courage than some religious places. And this piece in the Daily Wire is important. I'll use a very neutral word. Many of the pastors mandating vaccines are doing so based on Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. You hear that? Oh, that's it. That's a sophisticated religion. Love your neighbor as yourself. So I am curious. Did the Swedes not love their neighbors when they had schools open the entire 2 years for kids under 16 and no kids died? Do Floridians love their neighbors less than people in the police state of Washington? I would like to ask these churches these questions. I guess that's what they would say. They've not only become irrational, they've become good people of the left. Conservatives don't love their neighbor. Because conservatives overwhelmingly found these orders to be despicable. They've been bolstered in this logic by several influential Christian thinkers, foremost among them Christianity Today editor and former Ethics and Religious Liberty Center president Russell Moore and political pundit David French. Where does David French write? Is he still at National Review?
No.
Oh, he left there? Where is he now?
Bulwark.
He writes for Bulwark? No. Please check that, because before I condemn him for writing for Bulwark, I would be very curious to know if that's true. Maybe the Dispatch, which is intelligent. But anyway, French, for his part, has gone to extreme negatives. Huh? Oh, Dispatch? Okay, that's I don't have an issue with that. I don't agree with a lot, but I don't have an issue. French, for his part, has gone to extreme negatives, lumping Christians who choose not to get the vaccine with corrupt leaders and gross sexual abusers and accusing them of not knowing their Bibles. Well, they wrote in Dispatch, If I am concerned for the health of the church, then corruption at the highest levels of the world's largest Christian university, and so what does that have to do? And disproportionate disregard for the health and well-being of neighbors do more harm than the worst of Joe Biden's culture war regulations. Really? Churches that opened for Easter did more harm than than the left under Biden. Oh, my God. That's as good an example as I can think of religion having no positive effect on a religious person. In a separate essay in September, he wrote that the only reason, quote, white evangelicals, unquote, have been resistant to getting the vaccine is because of, quote, partisan politics. See, that's, so he thinks like a leftist, not like a liberal, like a leftist. And he claims to be religious, and I believe he is religious, except it has no moral impact that I can discern or rationality impact. Really? People who have decided not to get vaccines did it because of partisan politics? What is the partisan politics? The vaccine was developed under Donald Trump. What is the partisan politics of the vaccine? The only reason that more Republicans are troubled by vaccine mandates is because they value freedom and truth more than the left does. That's it. That has nothing to do with politics. It will come out one day that you were deceived about masks, obviously, and about vaccines. It will come out, especially for children. And I wonder what will happen. I don't know what will happen. All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have their box stores or any shopping channels. They've been part of this canceled culture, and they want to pass on the savings directly to you. You can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with the promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to my new beds. Promo code also works on mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Prager, or 800-761-6302. It's interesting. This piece, the long piece I'm reading to you from, I'm not reading the whole piece by any means, but segments on behavior of churches. Of course, the same thing could be said about most synagogues. And it's all four, Protestants, Catholics, Mormons, LDS, if you will, and Jews. This has been a very bad sign of the flabbiness of religious life in the United States. The group I most want to see as pursuers of truth and courageous. David French is quoted in this piece as one of the leading Christian writers. Four lockdowns, children getting vaccines, and other idiocies, and I assume masks. And he says that the people who are against it, it's for partisan reasons. It's projection. He hates Trump, and everything flows from that, it appears to me. I never in 4 years of the Trump administration used the term Trump derangement syndrome. I now believe it is an actual fact. It is not an attack. It's not a libel. It's a fact. Otherwise, rational people became irrational because of Donald Trump. Had a terrible impact on the country. Love your neighbor as yourself is what motivates a person to tell children to get vaccinated. What a perversion of the beautiful verse from Leviticus. One of us will have to answer to God. David French? Or I? It's quite simple. One of us thinks it is a sin to give children a vaccine, and one of us thinks it's a moral duty to give children the vaccine. One of us is wrong, by definition. I believe in a judging God. It keeps me sane. Pasadena, California, and Mike. Hello, Mike.
Talk to you. I've been listening to you since RoboCop came out. as a kid.
That's funny. That's I've never been dated that way.
Well, I didn't want to say since I was at what grade.
Well,
I was,
actually, if you heard me from the beginning, which is possible because you live in Southern California, you would have been five when I began.
I think so. Yes, because. My dad and mom used to drive us around.
You were one of those. One of those. Forced to listen to Prager Kids.
One of the things I wanted to highlight, an aspect of COVID and the lockdowns, is there's so many aspects to in regards to Catholic life. I'm traditional Catholic, but what I did see is a lot of the priests that were not able to evangelize, not able to catechize the youth and build a solid Catholics, COVID gave them an out. It gave them an out to, now I'm leading to keep you safe. We're setting up a drive here, a ministry there, COVID related. They became COVID centered. And it was pretty wild. And then that, of course, allowed for people, the few that would call in and call authorities and say that our priest doesn't take it serious enough. And the bright side to it, if any, is that the priests that were that you always knew were courageous kept being courageous, and they were the total thorn in the bishop's side. The bishops really.
Courageous priests do?
They kept on saying Mass. They would ask their ushers to police people. They would give traditional communion on the tongue alcohol.
Were they in any way prosecuted? I don't mean legally, but by the archdiocese or by the local authorities?
And when I say traditional communion on the tongue, I mean they took sanitary measures. But to answer your question, they were not prosecuted, but what they were is they were persecuted so that they would call on the bishop. So the bishop would go out of their way. And I remember one priest got they would leave, messages to stop and messages to stop what they're doing. And
did the congregation support him?
Totally. Totally supported him because he already had a traditional, it was very offensive.
So you're part of the traditional Catholic. So you say the Latin Mass.
There's Latin Mass, and there's also a reverent Novus Ordo Mass, which is kind of what they call like a unicorn Mass, because there's like five of them in LA County. Mm-hmm. But the people in other parishes that had the priests that were leading that way, they totally went that way, where they were okay with ushers going up and down and policing people without masks.
Wow.
So a lot of our friends left those parishes.
I don't blame them. Listen, thank you. Appreciate it. This is a very bad sign about American religion. Whether it's evangelical, Catholic, Protestant, normative Protestant, or mainstream Protestant, or Jewish. I've told you a number of times of the major synagogue in Southern California. On one of the two holiest days of the year, Rosh Hashanah, the one absolutely obligatory thing on the day is to hear the ram's horn, the shofar blown, and they did it with a mask attached to the mouthpiece, or not the mouthpiece, the outer part of the shofar. I mean, how do people take that even seriously? Who's going to die from shofar blowing? But secular orchestras did that with kids. Had them wear masks while playing instruments. Or even not kids. When there's no difference between secular life and religious life, what's the purpose of religion?
So finish your whiskey or beer.
I've devoted this hour to a very troubling aspect of contemporary life in America, the sheepish behavior of clergy, synagogues, churches, temples. the whole theme of my hour has been, I expect better from religious people. If that's not fair, then there's no reason to profess religiosity. If it doesn't make people more likely to pursue truth, be courageous, be good, love your neighbor as yourself is the guiding principle, fine. You think you're loving children by giving them vaccines? You think you're loving young people by giving them vaccines? You think you're loving young people by shutting schools and daycare centers? That's love your neighbor as yourself? That's so perverse as to boggle the mind. Fear of God should always take over for fear of what your neighbor will say. Fear of social media. Fear of the state. The founders had in God we trust, not in government we trust. Right? You know how important that is, what I just said? That's why in God we trust is one of the mottos of the country. Not because it's a nice, sweet thing to say, oh, I trust in God. But because the founders wanted government to play a subsidiary role to God. They weren't all doctrinal Christians. Not all of them believed in the Trinity. But they all believed in the God of the Bible as they understood it. And they understood it beautifully. In God we trust. Therefore, the state is subsidiary. Glenn and Roger and Roland and Matt and Ross and Bridget and Paul. Thank you for your calling. I wish I could have taken your calls. This is a major theme in my life. Religion should make you better. Otherwise, it means nothing. We continue. I'm Dennis Prager.